A deeply disturbing report issued by a grand jury this week details 70 years of sexual abuse by Catholic priests in six dioceses in Pennsylvania, incidents that were covered up by the church. More than 300 priests were identified as abusers, and more than 1,000 people were reported to be victims. James Faluzak was one of the witnesses to testify before the grand jury. He was abused by a priest when he was a child. Eventually, he joined the priesthood but has now left the ministry. James Faluzak, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Lisa.
What was your reaction when you saw the report that came out this week about the decades of sexual abuse by priests in Pennsylvania?
My first reaction was relief and a sense of vindication. I had been looking for decades for an avenue to share my material, what happened to me as a kid, and what I observed as a priest. And so the grand jury was an opportunity for me and for other victims really to have our voice finally be heard.
Were you surprised by the number of victims the grand jury identified, and were you surprised by the depravity of the incidents that were reported?
The depravity of the abuse, I can't even describe my reaction to that.
Was it surprising?
Shocking. It wasn't simply a matter of adult men having sex with children. It was the context of it, that these were men of God, and often they used religious symbolism as part of the abuse. And as a religious person, it seemed almost diabolical to me.
Can you help us understand that kind of thing? I think people who are religious, people who are not religious, would find this vile. Did you ever witness anything like this? And could you help us understand what was happening?
Well, I was molested by my childhood pastor from the time I was 16 to 19 years old. I knew him from the time that I was 5 years old, and he spent all of those intervening years grooming me for the moment when he knew that I would be the most vulnerable. So I can say I witnessed this firsthand.
He was part of your neighborhood parish. You know that he understood that you had difficulties at home because he was the priest who would receive the confession from members of your family.
Exactly. My mom and dad trusted him, and I trusted him. I went to him for my first confession. All of the priests in our parish were really part of the neighborhood. They were part of the fabric of the neighborhood. Church was a central location, not just to worship, but for us kids to play. And so he always seemed to know what I was up to, but he also knew what was going on in my family because, as you said, he heard all of our confessions.
So at what point did you come forth with the abuse that you suffered?
Oh, I mentioned it multiple times over the years to priests that I trusted, priests who were my friends, priests who were in charge of me in the seminary. I brought my experience to Bishop Donald Troutman in 2010. I brought this allegation and actually two others to Bishop Lawrence Persico, the current Bishop of Erie, over a span of time from October 31st, 2013, until well into February 2016.
And what was the bishop's response?
He totally ignored my claims.
Did he say it didn't happen? Did he challenge you?
He certainly treated me as if it was nothing. He didn't take it seriously. When I told him that Father Martin molested me 15 times, he couldn't even bring himself to say that he was sorry that that happened to me. By the time I spoke to Bishop Persico, I really wasn't talking to him about what happened to me, what Father Martin did to me, because I had come to terms with it. I can't say I was at peace with it or any way near getting over it. I'm still not. But I was more concerned about other allegations of child endangerment, of misconduct in the seminary that affected children and future priests. I was more concerned about how he would respond to that.
You mentioned Father Martin. This is Monsignor Daniel Martin of your local church. Bishop Lawrence Persico, who you are speaking of the Erie, Pennsylvania diocese, testified before this grand jury. We should say that most past and current bishops did not cooperate and would not testify. Bishop Persico was on All Things Considered yesterday afternoon, and here's part of the interview we want to play you now. He was speaking with NPR's Audie Cornish.
After the clergy sex abuse scandal in Boston many years ago, why would you be surprised? I mean, isn't the sense right now that there are many years of abuse that were not reported within the Catholic Church and that that's not uncommon?
Well, back in 2002, we thought we were moving in the right direction and that these things would be handled properly. However, as you said earlier, these are cases going back 70 years. And when you put them all together for all six dioceses, you just begin to see how tragic this whole thing was. And also the fact that it could have been handled better.
So Erie was your diocese. I wonder if you can tell us what your response is to that.
The only polite way that I can put it, and this is still a harsh assessment of those words that we just heard, I think Bishop Persico is styling himself as somehow transparent or outside of the norm of the other bishops in the state of Pennsylvania or in the country. But I can say that when I told him about Father Martin, he did not enact the investigatory protocols established by the American bishops in 2002. He never had the independent review board contact me. And furthermore, I brought two other sets of allegations to him. He did nothing to investigate a lay teacher who had a known history of molesting students in a high school where I was the vice president for Catholic Mission. This was an instance of child endangerment, I think, on Bishop Persico's part.
Can you explain why he would not respond, why you think that so many members of the hierarchy of the church would look the other way?
I think that they're concerned about their image. I think they're concerned about their assets. I don't think that they have regard for the most vulnerable members of their communities.
I wonder what you would want to see from the Catholic Church in response to this report. What do you think should be done and can be done?
They need to open up their administrative structures, their decision-making mechanisms to the light of day. These cases and the case files of priests, the personnel files of priests, should not be overseen just by the chancery staff or even by what Bishop Persico yesterday referred to as an independent review board. It's far from independent. These are people selected by the bishop. Go to the local DA or go to the local chief of police or the FBI office and ask for people like that to sit on these boards so that you can say that they're truly independent and not in the employ of the diocese or the bishop.
Are you still a Catholic?
Absolutely.
Because?
I have a sense that God has a relationship with me, that I have a relationship with Christ, and that is mediated through ritual, and so the rituals of the church are still important to me. But I feel that I approach the church more as an adult and more on my own terms than as somebody who does so blindly.
James Feluzak is a former priest. He was abused by a priest as a child. He was one of the witnesses who testified before the grand jury in Pennsylvania about sexual abuse by Catholic priests. James Feluzak, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.